and welcome to Epic World Builder. My name is Mike Hewitt, and we are in the Dragonspire campaign. And if you want, you can completely go to epicworldbuilder.com and join us in the Dragonspire campaign. You just go to public campaigns, and you should see us right here. And you can join and kind of follow along with what we're doing. So, let me go here. And we are in, we are now doing the Bloodstone Stronghold area, which is just to the east of Elderbrook. And so far, we've only done Elderbrook, and then we created this map with some of the contents of this built into here. So we don't really have any way of connecting the two. So I need a bigger map on the outside. So so here is the stronghold, and then here is Elderbrook. And so what I ended up doing is I created a campaign, or not a campaign, here. The Verdant Forest, and this might be just this section here, but right here is Elderbrook. So if you look, I'm gonna go ahead and duplicate this. And where's Elderbrook? So here we're looking at Elderbrook. Excuse me. I have this river coming through Elderbrook and down here. And that's where I have Elderbrook, right here, in this map. So I built this map of kind of, I built some things up here. You know, this is kind of a section of the map. We might build a world map later, and this is a very small section of it. But I'm going to go ahead, let's add a pin here, and this is going to be Elderbrook. Did I do Elderbrook with a space in it? No, I did not. Okay. Could not remember. So here is Elderbrook, and I'm actually going to link this to the page of Elderbrook. We're right there. And let's go ahead and save that. So now if we click here, here is Elderbrook. And I think this right here we're going to put... And this is the Bloodstone Stronghold. And I'm going to go ahead and do blood. There it is. Okay, so now here is the map, and then this will come into Elderbrook like that. And if we go back, this should take us into the stronghold like that. So now this page right here is our primary page, which takes us to Elderbrook. So that makes me think we need to redo this. The Verdant Forest is now our primary page. So if you scroll down to the bottom, you can say click that right here, make this the default page. And now, whenever I come in here, let's go to here. And if I am at Elderbrook, if I click this, okay, I thought I made this. I might have found a small bug. We're here. I want to make this. Are you sure you want to make this to default? Yes. Okay. Oh, maybe I didn't save the page. Yeah, I didn't save the page. I didn't find a bug. Good. Whew. Sometimes you go through all this and finding bugs. So I'm here in Elderbrook. So if we go to the primary page, now we're here. Here's Elderbrook. Here is Bloodstone Stronghold. So a couple things we could do. We could work into Bloodstone and how to get from Elderbrook to Bloodstone. We could work on the text for the Verdant Forest. And I think this whole section right here is the Verdant Forest. And I probably could put some text here. You know, I'm going to do that. We are still working. We're in a kind of a transitional phase. I don't have everything completely done. I do have it to make city maps. I was going to put the title here, but I'll do that later. Let's go into Bloodstone Stronghold. Actually, I'm sorry. I keep going back and forth. Let's do something here. I'm going to give me some description of a TTRPG forest called. It gave me that forest, Verdun Forest. Yeah, I really don't have a lot here. When looking at this, this is really it. I think this forest, kind of all of this forest, is the Verdun Forest. And I might come back in and really fill this in with trees between these lakes. And let's kind of see what it have. Sometimes I don't really have an idea of what I want. And that's where, after a while you do so much. I'm not writing books for a living. I'm not, some of those authors. I almost said an author, but I'm not going to. So I can't just come up with tons and tons and tons of descriptions of stuff. So that's where ChatGPT helps us when we're playing a free game in my basement with some friends. The Verdant Wood Forest. The Verdant Forest is an enchanting and ancient woodlands. And sorry, my kid loves his video games and his yell. And that is a whole thing. If anybody knows why. Anyways, kids and video games. Verdant Forest is an enchanting and ancient woodlands that serves as a captivating backdrop for the tabletop role-playing game. In a woodland. Yeah, I'm going to take that out. Oh, man. Verdant Forest is an enchanting and ancient woodlands. In the heart of... I need a continent name. Okay, sorry about that. Crystallis Continent. Towering trees. Their massive trunks covered with in emerald moss and dabbled with sunlight stretched high into the sky, creating a natural canopy that bathes the forest floor in a soft, diffused light. Hold on. I don't know. Sorry about that, guys. The forest is a sanctuary for a diverse and mythical flora and fauna. Delicate bioluminous mushrooms line with the forest floor, casting an eternal glow at dusk, while vibrant exotic flowers bloom in abundance, their petals shimmering with vivid colors. The air is filled with the sweet scent of wildflowers and the melodious song of birds hidden within the trees. Mysterious winding paths of hidden clearings lead to secluded grove and serene ponds. Crystal clear streams, their waters teeming with silvery fish, meander through the forest, offering refreshments to travelers. Massive moss-covered boulders create natural seating and resting spots, inviting adventurers to pause and absorb the forest tranquil energy. Verant, why does it have Verant wood? Verant forest. Is it Verant? No. No, I think that's what it gave me, and I just wanted Verant forest. Verant forest is not without its secret and perils. Ancient ruins and forbidden shrines are scattered throughout the depths, relics of a civilization long past. And beneath the beauty of the woodland paradise, hidden dangers lurk from elusive forest spirits and territorial creatures guarding the territory. In Verant Forest, the very essence of nature is alive and vibrant, making it a rich and immersive setting for your TTRPG adventures, filled with wonder, magic, and... Nope. Okay, I'm going to save that. Okay, a couple things. I want to name this stream here. Give me a stream. I should always say give me 20. Give me 20. TTRPG stream river names. Silver Flow River. You know what? I just like the Silver River. Let's do this. Let me go here. Do I need a page just for the Silver River? Maybe. Yeah, you know what? It's starting to get a little out of control, but whatever. This is the Silver River. Is it? Monster, animal, spell, potion, loot, equipment, item, event, secret, information. Information? No. Directions, route, landmark, dungeon, building. It might be a route. I know it sounds weird, but I think that's a route. Okay. Well, before I do that, I feel like I keep going deeper and deeper. So here's the Silver River, right? And I need to describe this lake and out to an ocean. Okay. Let's go back here. The Celestial Lake. Okay. I'm going to do Celestial Lake. And this is a region. I'm going to save that. Come back here. Let's add a pin here. Silver, nope. What was it? Celestial Lake. Save. Now, when I come back to this route, okay. Me a description of a river in a TTRPG game. Give me a description of a river that flows from the Celestial Lake and ends in the ocean. Yeah, ocean. The river name is the Silver River, and it snakes its way through, what is this, the verdant forest, and goes through the town of Elderbrook. Okay, do I want anything else for this? This river is teeming with life and lots of fish. But is there anything I want? Do I want anything in this? Is there anything magical? Anything story-based? I don't think so. No. I'm just getting basic text. Okay. Let's look at this. This is really just story fluff. The Silver River, a serpentine ribbon of crystalline water, begins its journey high atop the majestic peaks surrounding the celestial lake. Let's go here. Is there a bunch of... You know what? There is. Okay, I'll go with it. The celestial peak, the majestic peaks surrounding the celestial lake. Originating in the lofty heights of the celestial lake, the river descends in a cascading and glistening waterfall before meandering gracefully through the heart of the verdant forest. It is a lifeline for the lush and vibrant ecosystem that thrives along the banks. A verdant paradise. A paradise. I'm going to get rid of that since a paradise where the forest verdure. Okay, hold on. It is a lifeline for the lush and vibrant ecosystems that thrive along the banks. Of the verdant forest. Oh my gosh. As the Silver River winds its way through the heart of the forest, it carries with it the essence of life. Towering ancient trees form a natural canopy above its paths, their roots delving deep into the fertile soil, their branches creating a dappled tapestry. I'll tell you this, I've learned a lot more words since working with ChatGPT, marked with spots and round patches, and dappled, is it dappled? Or am I just reading that wrong? Tapestry of sunlight and shadows upon the river's surface. The air is thick with a heady scent of wildflowers and a chorus of birdsongs, creating an enchanting symphony that envelops all who tread near its banks. The river is a haven for a multitude of aquatic creatures, schools of silvery fish, like living flecks of liquid light, dart through the crystal clear waters, while graceful swans and waterfowl glide gracefully through its surface. Herons and kingfishers patiently await the prey along the river's edge, their watchful eye reflecting the shimmering ripples below. As the Silver River flows through the idyllic town of Elderbrook, it becomes a lifeline for its inhabitants. The townsfolk rely on the river not only for the subsistence, but also for trade and transport. Fishing boats bob gently along the riverbanks. Hold on. If I go, I really want to look at this. I don't really think there's a bunch of fishing boats coming through here. It eventually reaches the Grand. I'm going to get rid of this. I'm getting rid of the boats part. The Silver River journey eventually reaches to grand crescendo as it spills out into the vast and endless embrace of the ocean. Here, its waters mingled with the salt and the sea, carrying with them the stories of the verdant forest and the bristling of Elderbrook, and the abundant life that thrives along the course. The Silver River, a true embodiment of vitality and abundance, weaves together the intricate tapestry of life that defines the land it traverses. Okay, that's good enough. There's nothing really we need to learn about that. There's really no map to put with the Silver River. Or I was thinking maybe a picture, but I don't have a picture right now. And I'm just going to add a pin right here. And we'll call it the Silver River. This is if somebody wants. Basically, now we're just putting this in here. No one has to read this, but at least they can see, this is the river or whatever else. Okay, I think the last thing for today, let's make this path here. Let's talk about this path from Elderbrook to the Bloodhold. Bloodhold? Oh, I guess I should just Bloodstone Stronghold. So I'm going to call this easily. Give me a description of a road for a TTRPG game that is called, I'm going to call it the Bloodstone Road. This road connects the town of Elderbrook to the west with the stronghold of The closer you get to the Bloodstone Stronghold, the more you see goblins on the road, and the more dangerous it gets. I don't think there's much more left. Okay, so real quick, let's take this. Let's go in here. Let's make a route of that. I don't know if we need this, all of this, but the Bloodstone Road, a well-worn path that stretches through the heart of the TTRPG world, is a vital lifeline connecting the peaceful town of Elderbrook to the foreboding Bloodstone Stronghold in the west. Did I write that wrong? To the west. Yeah, I think I might have. The peaceful town. To the west. With the foreboding Bloodstone into east. To the east. Its name, a testament to the imposing fortress it leads to, hints at the perils that lie beneath as one ventures further down its course. As you set out from the picturesque town of Elderbrook, Bloodstone Road is initially a picturesque route. It mingers gently through the tranquil mellow the tranquil meadows and lush sun-dappled forests. Tall ancient trees line its side with gnarled branches providing a natural canopy that shields travelers from the elements. Yet, as you draw near to the ominous Bloodstone Stronghold, subtle changes begin to manifest. Signs of a goblin activity become more apparent. Scavenged items, crude markings, and even an occasional discard weapon litter the roadside. The once pristine woods now bear the scar of a goblin presence. Their craftsmanship, evident in makeshift bridges and traps that hint at at their resourceful nature, the road itself begins to deteriorate, its surface marred by deep ruts and overgrown and stubborn vegetation. Travelers encourage goblin patrols with increasing frequency, their presence growing bolder with more and more menacing. Armed with crude weapons and accompanied by vicious creatures, they serve as a stark warning to those who dare to approach the stronghold. The closer one gets to Bloodstone Stronghold, the more perilous the journey becomes. Ambushes by cunning goblins, bands become a consistent threat, and travelers must remain vigilant to navigate the ever-present danger. The road becomes a treacherous gauntlet with hidden traps, and the haunting echoes of goblin war cries serving as a haunting backdrop. For those who brave the challenges of Bloodstone Road, the rewards may be the secrets of the stronghold itself, or perhaps the chance to stand against the goblin horde. Yet the journey is fraught with peril, and the road's name serves as a consistent reminder to the foreboding strongholds that waits at the end, guarded by the treacherous and unpredictable goblin population. I like that. So now, coming back here, right, let's put one pin right here. And the Bloodstone Road. There we go. Okay. Now, that is where we're pretty much going to end here. So we've started to slowly, we've got a lake up here we haven't really done any with thing with, but that's fine. We've just basically named it. We have this river, and we have some information if they want to read about that. We have Elderbrook right here in the dead center of this. We've created the Bloodstone Road, and we have the Bloodstone Stronghold. And I think we're going to continue into the Bloodstone Stronghold and kind of figure out how we're going to get over there, why we're going to get over there, what's the point, and start going down that path. But once again, thank you guys. You can always join, and not just join, but kind of see what's happening. If you want to take the time to run through all the little pages and stuff like that, you can come to epicworldbuilder.com. And right here in this public campaign, Dragonspire. So you'll see Dragonspire here. That's the game we're actually building here, and you can come in and go through this, you know, see Verdun Forest, you know, go through Elderbrook, go all the way down any of these. You can also clone this if you want and take it and kind of grow and build your, you know, from whatever you want, steal these things, whatever you want. I also want to talk about, you know, it wouldn't, you know, the map maker advanced. We are looking for people to just kind of use it. Tell us what you think, report problems, report bugs. Always, you can always come to this help area up here, report bugs, and just kind of tell us what feels right, what feels wrong. And because we're slowly building this more. I know with stamps, and with patterns and with tiles, we are constantly adding new stuff all the time. We've got an artist that's basically, you know, been going through and giving us all these watercolor, you know, kind of pictures and stuff like this. It's been a lot of fun, and they're constantly giving us new things every week. So let us know if there's something you want, and we can, you know, talk to the artist and get those little assets, like if you're looking for a windmill or, you know, those kinds of things. So, once again, thank you so much, and always keep building.